Now, let me tell you what's really great about this. If you become a square becoming a cube, or a triangle, you become a what? Pyramid, or a circle, you'd become a sphere. What's wonderful about this is there's more of you now. There isn't less. You haven't given something up. Are you still a square, yes or no? Yes, but you're not limited to just being a square. There's more of you available. And by the way, will the triangle, will the circle, will the square fit in your world, yes or no? Yes, you don't have to exclude them. Now, by the way, how many of you have some people at home that are afraid that you're going to change in the next 5 days, and they're a little freaked out about this little process, of this little trip you took? Let me see your hands. Keep your hands up and look at the percentage of the room that has somebody at home who's worried. Keep your hands up. Look around the room. It's about 75%, if not 80% of the room. Now, that ought to tell you how scared people are of change. Now, these people at home, do they not like you? No, they love you. They don't want you to change because they're afraid if you change, they won't fit in your world anymore. If you change, they may not be as significant. If you change, maybe you won't love them as much. If you change, they might be uncertain. Let me follow this. Say I. And the minute you come home, they're going to look for ways to prove to you you have not changed. Not because they're bad people, because they love you. They don't want to be left behind. So they're going to be looking hard. And for many of you, they won't have any difficulty because, let's say you've transformed. They'll be able to show you the square part of you and say, see, you haven't changed. Told you. Well, let me tell you what's really great. You don't have to do anything now. You can go home and show them the square side and go, I had a great time, and tell me about your week. And you can be so loving and so wonderful that all that happens is gradually they experience your depth. You don't have to come home and slam them with everything that you've learned. Say, stop that that's bad transformational vocabulary. No, you need to change your primary question. No, change your physiology. No, that won't be a good approach. Okay, that would not be a good approach, right? The evil Tony will be lurking if they think that, right? So what you got to do is transform, because in this place, can you include them, yes or no? And by the way, do you have to make your whole life wrong if you transform? No, because the truth is you wouldn't have been a cube unless you'd first been a square. You couldn't be a pyramid unless you first were a one-dimensional triangle. You couldn't be a sphere unless you were once merely a circle. So this is not about negating your life. You don't have to give up everything in your life. It's about taking the best of who you are and building on it, as opposed to thrashing everything and saying, my life didn't work. Everybody in this room, we teased about being broken. This room, there's some people in this room who have been through horrible things. Some people are going, God, I've heard some of these therapies and things he's done. I don't have any real problems like that. Maybe I shouldn't be here. And some people, they say, I don't have anything I'm messed up with. Those are the people that are most messed up. Because you don't have to have a humongous challenge to know that your life is extraordinary right now. And what we want to do is build on an extraordinary life. Even if you think it's a challenge to be here at this time in your life, to have the awareness to get yourself here, if you thought you were in a terrible place, is an amazing thing. All right? So we're in an amazing place. So we don't want to tear down what we got. We want to add.